Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show, Big Issues, Big Guests, one of my all-time favorites. We had him here for a speaker series. I remember we said Elvis left the building. There was that over there in media with Governor Mike Huckabee. He was on Fox yesterday, and he was both passionate and articulate in laying out the seriousness of what we're seeing with any number of these faux Republicans. Look, Mitt Romney, we're well past that with him, I think, but I'll ask Mike Huckabee about that. But George W. Bush, it's disgraceful, because just think of what conservatives, Republicans, and others did to push back, and President Bush must forget that, how he was savaged for his style and also for the Iraq War, among other things. Let's go to Governor Mike Huckabee on Talk Radio 1210. Governor, welcome back to Philadelphia. How are things?
Well, Dom, they're doing well for me. I don't think they're doing so well for the country. I'm very, very concerned that we have let the inmates run the asylum here. I mean, you've got mayors and governors who have lost their minds. And sadly, within our own Republican Party, you have people who don't understand that we are in a battle for the future of this country. And I don't take that lightly, and I don't mean to say it's a political battle. It is a deeply, deeply ideological divide between those who believe in statism, that we need more government to tell us what to do, except government that empowers police to keep us in order. So we don't want that kind of government, but we want big government to tell us to stay home, close our shops, close our gyms, close our churches, close theaters, close restaurants and bars. So that's big statism versus the notion that we're free individuals, and that instead of collectivist, we are individualist, and our freedom and our liberties, but our responsibilities are also individual. That's really the divide in this country right now.
Well put. That's exactly right. And it has all these bit players. Now, you and Mitt Romney, I remember this stuff there. It doesn't surprise me with Romney. I get, you know, even I'm sure you've been through political wars with the Clintons and others, but sometimes things personally go back and forth. And Romney and Trump are different guys, big time. You made mention of it. Grow up if you don't like his bedside manner. I think that was exactly a good point. But President Bush, I know you were out there. I know talk radio hosts were supportive of Bush in his worst moments. And Governor, I think a lot of it, he was mocked, not just for the policies, although the Iraq War was big, but for his style. He's a dumb cowboy. Can't he see that Trump is mocked for his style?
You know, I think a lot of this has to do with just personal conflicts and hurt feelings. But this is politics. This is like if every time an NFL player got bumped, bruised, right, tackled, or blocked, and he had his feelings hurt, and he whimpered over to the sidelines and said, "Don't let that guy play because he hit me." We wouldn't have an NFL. This is a rough game. I tell people all the time, politics is a full contact sport played without pads. And if you can't stand the sight of your own blood, don't enter the arena. I'm not to say that there are times I wish the president might be a little more genteel in his comments or the style. But by gosh, I'm less impressed with his style or his gentility as I am with what he has accomplished. And it's more than any president in my lifetime, including the Bushes and including President Reagan. Nobody has been more pro-life, more pro-Israel, more deregulation, cut more taxes, stood up to our cheating trade partners stood up to NATO and the European deadbeats that weren't paying their way, who fought for minorities to have better jobs and won. You start looking at his appointments to the judiciary. These are legendary. These are going to last for the next 40 years, and he's helping to make the court once again respect the Constitution rather than being a political and legislative arm. Dom, I could go on, but I mean, I think people can see that if you don't like President Trump, okay, I get it. You don't like him personally, but respect what he's doing and recognize that you've only got one other alternative, and it ain't Mitt Romney, and it ain't those rhino, never-Trumper Republicans who have their feelings hurt. It's either President Trump or it's a way left of center, Joe Biden, who has fallen into AOC's nonsense, and so has Pelosi and Schumer. They didn't used to be this leftist, but they've completely surrendered to the furthest extreme of their party, and that's dangerous.
I would say this. You just mentioned a name, and I get in trouble this with some conservatives. Schumer is the guy who is trying to hold fast a bit. I don't know if you see that. He has not completely fallen into the pit as Joe Biden, but it's a losing battle. He'll cave in the end. Question for you, Governor, though. I don't think Joe Biden, and I'm not just doing this for fun, is capable of being president at this time. There are real questions day to day when we see him engage that he just is not someone you want in the Oval Office, particularly during a pandemic and the economy and everything else.
Well, I think the tragedy, and I don't mean to be funny here, it's not that Joe Biden says some just cringeworthy, crazy things. It's that he doesn't even know what he's saying as he's saying it. And you look at all these videos that he puts out that are scripted. He can't even stick to his own script. This is stuff that is written in front of him, and he can't seem to focus well enough. And this is a disturbing situation that you've got a long litany of a guy who's really not accomplished a whole lot other than, he boasted about the crime bill, which then he later said all the African Americans should vote for him. I'm thinking, well, why? That crime bill was very punitive toward minorities. And no, they shouldn't vote for him. They ought to vote for a guy that actually did criminal justice reform, a president named Donald Trump, which was supported from people from the far left to the far right, all the way from Van Jones to me. You had an extraordinary coalition of people working on that, getting it done, but it wouldn't have happened had the president not pushed it personally.
Absolutely. I have to commend you and wanted to talk about this as a way of asking about your daughter, how she's doing. I know she's working on a book, and we'll see her as the campaign, I guess, heats up a little bit more. But you had the perfect stance as a dad. I don't know if I could do that. When my kids have been involved in stuff and somebody goes over the line, my instinct is to, you intervened enough, but you let her handle her own battles. But it had to be pretty tough, like with the restaurant thing, with the correspondence dinner with that woman, just because I know humor is what you are known for in a proper sense. It wasn't humor. It was just a pile on. It was disgraceful.
Well, it was cruel. It was anti-woman. She was abused in every kind of way, verbally, and even others tried to abuse her physically to the point that she had to have Secret Service protection, the first only press secretary in history to need that. So it was tough watching it, but I also knew that she's a tough kid. She's grown up in this environment. Her whole life has been spent firsthand at the table, seeing politics up close and personal. So I felt confident that if anybody in the world could handle it, she was going to be able to be okay, and she is. And her book is going to be fantastic. I'm excited for it to come out in September, and it's going to be probably the first book that has actually treated the Trump presidency with fairness by somebody who truly was in the middle of the Oval Office more than anyone, including more than any chief of staff. So all these people who write anonymous books or who work their 10 days and then they, you know, go out and try to write their book, who really know very little, who mostly are writing from a hurt feeling standpoint. It's like Mitt Romney writing about Trump. It's not going to be credible. This is going to be a book that tells people things that they've never heard and they never will hear because they're very positive about the way this president has carried out his administration.
Can hardly wait. Put in the good word for speaker series with us, would you? Because we love doing that with another Sanders. We would love doing that. What is Mike Huckabee up to now? What's your principal stuff? You got so many balls in the air, but what are the main things and where can listeners find you?
Well, I host a weekly television show on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting. It's on every satellite cable system on Saturday nights and Sunday nights. Go to tbn.tv. You can find it, or huckabee.tv, and you can watch segments and episodes. It's the best show I've ever done. I'm having more fun with it. We do it in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a mix of entertainment, politics, and fun. I think people will love it. I'm a Fox News contributor, about to launch a podcast later this summer. I'm working on a book that'll come out this fall called The Three C's That Made America Great: Christianity, capitalism, and the Constitution. And, you know, I'm out on the speaker series. Well, let me say this. Dom, I was, until the COVID virus basically canceled every event I had up until the fall of this year.
Well, that's certainly a big... Maybe we can get two Huckabees at once. That would be too good. Well, I love saying this at the end, as we did it with Media Theater with you. Elvis has left the building. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Governor, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.